Praise the Lord. I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision with me. And I'm so glad to be with you again today and to see you. I see you in the Spirit. And today we're going to talk about everybody's favorite subject in the whole world. Of course, the Lord is our favorite subject, but we're going to talk about one of His favorite subjects for us, which is love and forgiveness. Wow, what a thing we need today in this world, love and forgiveness. It's two twin things, isn't it? You can't have love without forgiveness, and you don't have forgiveness without love, do you? So we'll look at 1 Samuel 16:7, and it starts off in the New International Version translation, and I like to give you several translations of a scripture because that gives us a broader view of the Aramaic and Hebrew and Greek translations of words. So this scripture says, "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Lord God sees your heart. He doesn't see you the way you see you. He doesn't see you the way you think other people see you. He doesn't see you the way that you think you'll be tomorrow, or the way you see you'll be tomorrow in your natural mind thinking. He doesn't see you the way you were yesterday. And you might have been just a sorry so-and-so yesterday, and you could have been the greatest thing that ever, better than sliced bread. God doesn't look at you that way. It says that He looks not at the appearance or at the height or the stature of a person, because He looks at not what man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord God looks at the heart. And then in our Message translation, it says the Lord looks differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face, but God looks into the heart. God is looking into your heart right now. He's not looking at your face. He's not looking at how you kept your house. He's not looking at how you're not keeping your house. He's not looking at how you're thinking, although He wants you to think alongside Him. He's looking at the heart He made you with, His heart. When someone is in your life and has wronged you and offended you, it may have been intentional, it may not have been. They don't even know they hurt you sometimes. No matter what the circumstances were, as believers, we're called to forgive. We're called to love. When we forgive, we're requiring love. When you require love, you are forgiving. I tell people in the ministry staff and in our services of Champion Way, if you're having difficulty with somebody, just sit back and take a look at your love thermometer. Look at your forgiveness thermometer. Maybe it's really running low. It might be down to near freezing or below zero. I don't know where you live that you're watching from, but in Kentucky, we can have 20 below zero weather. We can have 10 below zero weather. We can have very cold weather. And God is not looking at your heart, at your conditions, your circumstances, your past. He's not even looking at your future. He's looking at you the way He created you, the way He made you. And choosing to forgive doesn't excuse a person's behavior. A lot of people think, well, if I forgive them, they'll think what they did was okay. No, beloved. That's not what forgiveness is about. It simply means you've released the debt they owe you. You've released them so that God can release the debt that you owe Him. See, God forgave us. He came and forgave us. And He says in Psalms 104:8, He said, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, and slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy and loving kindness." Are you having trouble being plenteous in mercy and loving kindness? These days we are offered invitations by the enemy to be so unkind, to be so merciless, to be so unforgiving, to be so condemning, so damning. Everything we hear is a condemning, damning thing. In the news, on the television, there's so much media ways, so much internet ways, so much all kind of ways to hear the damning, condemning ways of thinking. God says in Psalm 104:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. And that word transgressions means anything we've done wrong, anything we could do wrong, anything we've thought about doing wrong, anything somebody else said you did wrong. That's a big one. How many people are ready to tell you over and over and over what you've done wrong and how you can never overcome it? How you've done them wrong and they can't forgive you? You hear it all the time. God says that His understanding of you is that you are created in His image. And He has removed everything you've ever done wrong from you. That's the Amplified translation. And the East and the West, beloved, is not in the United States. The East and the West is not in Kentucky. The East and the West is not in Texas. The East and the West is in the universes. And that is far from you ever being able to know how far that is. God says it's as far from Him as the East is the West, and He's the only one who knows where that is, and it's so far, so far. Then He goes on to say in 17, verse 17, let's go to 14, let's go to 13 first. As a father loves and pities his children, so the Lord loves and pities those who respect Him with reverence, worship, and awe. The Lord loves you because you respect Him. He knows you respect Him. He wants you to know that you respect Him. And then He goes on to say in verse 14, He knows our frame. He earnestly remembers and imprints on His heart that we are dust. God made you out of His mind, out of His spirit, out of His heart. And He made you perfect in His image. He made you one with Him when He fused His spirit into your spirit. You are one with God. And then He goes on down in 17 and says, but the Lord God's mercy and loving kindness are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently worshipfully respect Him. And His righteousness is to the children's children. Righteousness is nothing more than right standing with God. And Jesus made you in right standing with God. You are the holy child of God, the champion, the royalty of Him that He made you. And He wants you to be and act and speak and think the way He made you. What would happen if a Volkswagen tried to be a Rolls-Royce? It can't do it. It's a Volkswagen. Amen? It was made as a Volkswagen. And you were made in the image of God, perfect in His sight. The last scripture we're going to get in this segment is verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. You have a ruler. God is a ruler. He's not making you do things. He's overseeing the things you do. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. He knows you beyond your dreams, unlimited. And He wants you to know to bless, affectionately, and gratefully praise the Lord. Praise Him like the angels, the mighty ones who do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His word. He wants you to praise Him like His angels. And they stand in the throne room presence of Him day and night. And they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, You're worthy to be praised in all the heavens and all the earth." Glory to God. If we spend our time praising the Lord in all the heavens and all the earth, praising Him day and night, how easy it would be to understand forgiveness and love. Wouldn't it be easy? Because that is who God is. He is forgiveness. He doesn't just have forgiveness. Forgiveness opens the door so that you can be free, free from every damnation that the enemy could bring against you. You are to choose freedom today by choosing forgiveness. When you seek love and you require love, love meaning God Himself, as your most vital necessity, you will know how God is looking at your heart. Don't condemn yourself anymore. Don't come before God and beg Him to help you. Don't come before God and tell Him, "I know I did this wrong, and I'm so sorry, and I should have done this, and oh, I wish I hadn't done that." And that goes on for years with people. The same condemnations, the same criticisms, the same inabilities to understand. Father wants you to know today is your day for freedom, for forgiveness, for love. I'll be right back in just a minute. We've got books we want you to order and words of God in them to bless you. And as soon as you watch that and you write down the information, stay with me. Come on back. This is Rose, and we are having clear vision today. I love you so much. I'll see you in just a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. I'm back with you. This is Clear Vision. I'm Rose, and wow, are we having a good time about forgiveness and seeking the love of God, requiring His love as our most vital necessity. I want you to understand that today we are understanding who God says we are. We're understanding that freedom sets us free, and forgiveness sets us free, and love sets us free, and God's Word sets us free because He is His Word. And when He sets you free through forgiveness, forgiveness He gave you, and then you be forgiving, then you are made new. He makes all things new. You're made new. Everything in your life's made new. Your body, you'll have new strength, new energy, new ability to sleep. How many people today can't even sleep? Their bodies won't shut down to go to sleep. The spirit never sleeps, but the body has to rest. And people call the ministry all the time and tell me, "I can't even sleep halfway 2 hours of a night. I'm waking up terrified of what's going to happen and when it's going to happen and if it's going to happen and how it's going to happen." Well, let's look at Revelation 21:5 in the Amplified translation says, "And He who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" The numbers of God for the word new is eights. Number eight. That numbers also are the name of Jesus translated into numbers from Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. The numbers eights are the name of Jesus, 888. And I teach people through this ministry of the Lord from Him that He is making you new. He doesn't want to fix you. He doesn't want to figure out how to make your life better. He wants to make your life new. He doesn't want to restore your marriage. He doesn't want to restore relationships. He doesn't want to fix the world. He already fixed the world with Jesus. He now wants to make it new. Make it new. Make you new. When God places a dream in your heart, let's just talk about this for a minute. He puts a promise on the inside of you, and He deposits within you everything you need to accomplish that dream. He puts that dream in your heart so He can fulfill it. He wouldn't give you the desire to do something without giving you the ability to fulfill it. He says in His scriptures that He gave us the desires of our heart. He gives you that when the desires of your heart honor Him and worship Him, bless Him, bless you, and bless somebody else, then you are in the perfect divine will of God. And you are to thank the Lord that He put that desire in your heart. Always a desire, let's just go ahead and say always, it will be far greater than you could even imagine. Because we serve unlimited God. He's not limited to your thinking. He's not limited to your ideas. He's not limited to your ways, to the way you think about anything or anybody else. He's not limited to where you live. He's not limited to how much money you do have or don't have. He's not limited to that. He's unlimited God. And He puts the desire inside you, and then He works with you to bring it to pass. I didn't know this maybe 8 years ago, 10 years ago, when this broadcast started in 2006. I did not understand what I'm saying to you today. That's a whole lot to know about in 10 years. And I used to think when I would learn something that I had read about in the Word or been told in the Word, why didn't I get it back in 1975? Why didn't I get it back in 1985? Why didn't I get it in 1995? That's a waste of time, honey. Don't be thinking like that. You got it now. When you get a revelation from God, a realization where He reveals Himself to you in an area, that's when you've seen the Lord like Job. You see it in your spirit. And God says that He sets out to accomplish the dreams He puts in you in His way. Well, you know, we all of us have decided we want our way. I want to do it my way. I want to have it my way. I want to think it my way. I want to go do it my way. Well, you can do it your way if you want to, and the Lord will set aside and watch you, but it's not His way if it's just your way. When your way becomes His way, then He does the work, and the fulfillment of the dream occurs. And He can do more in one word, 1 second, one breath, than you can accomplish on your own in 10 lifetimes. Thank you, Father, today that when you face a setback, a disappointment, and you feel like time has passed you up, you think no matter where or what you've done has not been enough, God wants to make you new. He's constantly wanting to make you new. Make what you do new. Make what you say new. Make how you think new. Make you think in terms of being loving and forgiving, merciful, grateful, thankful, praising Him, loving yourself, loving Him, loving other people. God wants you to know that no matter where you've come from, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what you've done, He wants to make you new. He wants to give you a brand new beginning. Maybe you need a extended beginning. Maybe you think you need a better beginning. That's fine. Don't settle for less than God's best. That's an old, good old saying of God. Don't settle for less than God's best. Let Him make you new. In 1998, I went to the Philippines and was to have stayed 2 weeks, and I was there 2 months. And they took me to a little grass hut type place with a dirt floor in it, where this man's breathing was just couldn't breathe. He had lung conditions, and they wanted me to go there and pray for him to be healed. And the Lord told me, He said, "No, I don't want to heal him." I said, "Father, what are you saying?" He said, "I want to make him new. I want his lungs to be new." So we went. I said nothing to anybody. We got there, and he could barely breathe. He'd been given a certain amount of time to live. And I said, what do you want God to do for you?" He said, "I want to be healed." And I said, "Well, He doesn't want to heal you. He wants to make you new. He wants to give you new lungs." "Oh," he said, "thank you, thank you. I would love to have new lungs." So that's how we praised God. We praised God specifically for what God said He wanted to do, His will. And we laid hands, the hands of God, threw our hands on this elderly man, and we thanked God that He was giving him new lungs. Within minutes, this man was breathing clearly, easily, like he'd never breathed before. He stood up from that little bed of a couch he was sitting on, and he said, he started praising and glorifying God and lifting his hands in the air to say, "Glory to God, glory to God. I didn't miss this opportunity." He knew that God had come into that little hut house and given him new lungs. I saw this happen all over the Philippines while we were there, with people in the hospitals, people on the streets. It just was everywhere you looked. And it's not changed today. God has not changed. He's the same today as He was yesterday. He's the same today as He will be tomorrow. He's the same tomorrow as He was today. That's the wonderful thing about trusting the Lord. You can know everything He said never, never changes. If you feel like you've missed out on opportunities in your life, if you feel like your time has passed, you're too old, too much time has passed, you've been too sick, too long, too far, stop that. It's not too late. Today is a new day. Every day is a new day for you to love, be forgiving, be merciful, and love Him and love yourself. Every day. I like to say it this way. The Lord says the word, "This is the day the Lord has made for you to rejoice in and be glad in it." And I'll give you Rose's translation on that. "This is the day the Lord has made for you to have a bubble bath, banana split, hot dog, hamburger, anything you want day." That honors and glorifies Him. God wants you blessed. I'm going to leave you, and you're going to see some things to order on the screen. This is it. New book out, great messages in here, 8 principles of life to keep you in line with the Word of God. This is it. You could read this with the Scriptures and know so much of the Lord. This little book, 30 Days the Champion in You, let's get it around here. 30 Days of Scripture, 30 Days of Teaching, 30 Days of Praises. You need to learn to praise God, not holler at Him like He's deaf. Not tell Him what to do like He doesn't know. Get into the Word of this little book, this little devotional, and start praying. Learn how to praise God and know who you are in Christ. I love you. Order these 2 books. Let us bless you. And until I see you again, you just keep remembering, The Lord loves you with all His heart, all His soul, all His mind. And He knows you love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And He knows you love other people. He wants you to know you love them. I love you. I'm Rose. Remember, nothing's too big, too hard, too wonderful, or too little for the Lord God Almighty. He's unlimited God. I love you. See you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the champion in you. And this is it. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
God is always ready to do better and more for you than you could even dream or ask or hope or dare pray or think or imagine. God loves you with all His heart. So let's praise Him right now before we close, and then you be sure and keep up with Clear Vision with Rose, and watch me whenever you can. Father, we thank You today that You give us the privilege to trust You. It's a privilege to honor You. It's a privilege to worship You. Yes, Lord, You give us the privilege. We don't have to do it. We get to do it. And I thank You that we have the privilege. Thank You, Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus, that there are those watching that You've drawn to Your presence and they're going to receive Jesus today. Thank You, there are those watching that have given their lives to You for years, Father, and they want more of You. They want more revelation of You. They want more understanding, more wisdom, more skill, more love. More. They want to know You greater. Father, thank You today that You're going to reveal Yourself to them greater than ever before. Thank You, Father, that You love us and You know us beyond anything we could even imagine. You made us and You own us and we own You. Thank You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those who are watching, that they've received You and they're going to be greater and far more blessed than they've ever been. And those who know You, Father, they're going to know You greater. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, it's done already. And we give You praise and glory for it. Amen, amen. See you next time.